Ever heard the phrase, running around like a chicken with its head cut off? That might be too gruesome of an image for some, but the phrase is simply meant to convey being in a busy, frenzied, and distracted state. We can all relate to the busy life. The default answer to how are you has become busy or crazy busy. Many of us seem to be sprinting from one to-do task to the next. Is your calendar overflowing to the point that you can't seem to find time to rest, relax, and recharge? The bad news is busyness is what gets in the way of good relationship with God and with each other. The good news is busyness is a choice. There's a wonderful story in the book of Luke that illustrates this point. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." I like how Jesus gently redirected the harried, distracted, and worried Martha. We don't know if Martha was preparing an elaborate meal, or if it was a combination of preparing the meal, setting the table, and a host of other things that were keeping her busy. What we do know is her busyness was preventing her from spending time with Jesus. When she complained, Jesus firmly suggested that she refocus. Sometimes we need to refocus. We can get so busy doing things for Jesus, we neglect enjoying His presence. Relationship with Jesus should be our priority, and it was the point Jesus was making. Mary has chosen the better part, he said. In other words, Mary put relationship over tasks, and relationship is the thing that cannot be taken away. There will always be something that needs to be done, but how often are we putting emphasis on the things we believe we have to do rather than on the people we are doing them for? God built us for relationship with Him and with each other. Mary seemed to understand this. I hope we do as well. I'm Greg Williams, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching GCI Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.